Hare Krishna. It may be that yesterday, I can't remember, but I get feeling that I mentioned that it was Srila Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur's Thirubhav, and I should have said it was his Avirbhav, or it was his appearance day. And anyway, it was. And yesterday was also the Thirubhav of Gauravinda Swami Maharaj, although that's being celebrated today. So as to do justice to both events, that they're not running concurrently. I'm going to, after puja and having a meeting, go over to the ceremonies that are taking place. Govinda Maharaj, before I go about my other business, and just offer my respects and say a few words, if that'll be possible. Because our Krishna consciousness movement is above all what is known as Bhagavat Dharma. And Bhagavat Dharma means that religion which is based on the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. And as Bhagavatam itself says, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, that you can't understand the book Bhagavatam without the person Bhagavat. And it's the person Bhagavat who illuminates and elaborates upon the book Bhagavat. In regards to that, for instance, when it was either Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, but when the translations was a question was raised about whether the translations were accurate or not to the actual texts, Srila Prabhupada had said, well, that's not so important. What's important are my commentaries. In other words, even if the text is not clear verbatim, still Srila Prabhupada's commentaries, the version of the person Bhagavat will make clear what may be lacking in the book Bhagavat. And so we should always honor and respect that and recognize that our whole Krishna conscious culture, which is described throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, is about hearing from Vaishnavas, offering respects to Vaishnavas, associating with Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Dharma. Esarva Mahima. This is the essence of everything, according to Chaitanya Bhagavat. And if one grabs the essence of that and recognizes the importance of the association of Vaishnavas, then one has the real key for advancing in spiritual life. Otherwise, as sometimes maybe the tendency nowadays, the tendency to be a little too free with our criticism of and complaints of Vaishnavas may put insurpassable obstacles in the way of our spiritual life. My point today was to speak a little about Gauravinda Swami Maharaj, who was a Bhagavat. He was a great devotee, and his association inspired many of my godbrothers, myself as well, and certainly many other of his direct followers or disciples. Just because we are God brothers, it doesn't mean that all God brothers are on the same platform. Srila Prabhupada himself says in the Bhagavatam that sometimes a God brother may accept another God brother almost on the level of his own spiritual master. So it's a matter of where Krishna is talking to us and how Krishna is talking to us. And a wise person always recognizes Krishna's voice, whether it comes through one's guru, one's God brother, even sometimes through a disciple, doesn't think himself above being instructed in the way that Buddha Mangala Thakur recognized Krishna's voice from a prostitute. I first met Gurudeva Maharaj in Italy, and that was at a festival, and he was there as a visiting sannyasi, and my main recollection at that time was his authoritative, very animated way of speaking and preaching. And I think that was when he started to tour. And his next visit was to Bhaktivedanta Manor, or maybe to the UK, I can't remember. And when he was at Bhaktivedanta Manor for that first time, that was when I was, it was the 1 year, 1.5 year period where I was actually living living in the manor. And I was staying in the Brahmacharya Ashram. I'd sort of fixed up a room over there. Still looks about the same as it did at that time. That's why I had to fix it up, because things tend to keep looking the same. And so he stayed with me, we stayed together in the room. Too much I don't remember of that visit. I do remember that because at that time I used to get up very, very early, like 1-2 o'clock at the latest, and I remember mentioning that to him, that is it all right if I get up early? And he said, yeah, no problem, I get up early too. But what I do remember and what did impress me, although we really didn't have much exchange at that time, but he sort of kept to himself. I was going about doing my things. That was at the time when our GBC was also there, so I was busy. I'd get up early in the morning and I would generally do puja of Gornitai before Mangal Aitik. And he was a very unassuming person. He was a very, very easy guest. There was no pressure, no demands. He was very nice to be with and very pleasant. And as I said, although we didn't have any exchanges, so I didn't, I remember listening to his classes, and those classes were very entertaining, but it was just, in that sense, what he would often say, simplicity as being a quality of a devotee. Now, I noticed he was just, although very erudite, very learned, obviously an advanced Vaishnava, but still he's very, very simple. And so then that was first meeting. There were, after that, many other times that we had exchanges. And for me, the most memorable exchange was when he came to Hungary for the Rath Yatra. And maybe in the second or third Rath Yatra, it was way back in those days. And at that time, Indrajit Maharaj was there and Govinda Maharaj was there. And I think Indrajit Maharaj left quite after the Rath Yatra festival. But then we had two very nice talks, myself, Govinda Maharaj, and he. And one was in the temple, which was at that time our room, and another one where he was staying there. And the other one was at the airport. And this was still the old airport. And when we took him out to the airport, and we're sitting at the airport, it was pretty busy and so on, but still we had this very nice, intimate discussion about nice topics. And then he left from Budapest. He came to London. I wasn't there for that, but he came to London. And of course we had many meetings after that. And it was, in one sense, more of the same. Very nice, serious, Krishna-conscious discussion with a real Vaishnava, with a true Bhagwat, someone who was really speaking and representing the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. And it was our good fortune, good privilege to have been able to know him. We always lament that we don't get to know Vaishnavas better. And even now I have a picture of him on my altar in Nivrajadam, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I like to remember his instructions and personality. Hare Krishna.